Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke 24, 1 through 12. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful people and be crucified and on the third day rise?" And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. That was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. When I was a youth pastor, I got the opportunity to lead and direct the Easter pageant, which you can only imagine what that was like. And we had one kid, I'm not going to say his name because this is on tape, but he had the role of the angels, right? And the big line is, "He is not here." Go ahead, finish it off. He is risen. And so the moment of the pageant, everything's going well, and the moment comes, and he just freezes. And so one of the moms was there, and she said, "He is not here. He is risen." And so he got all excited. He grabbed the microphone. He said, "He is not here. He is in prison." I can assure you theologically this morning, he is not. Usually around this time of year, we get those Facebook posts of people trying to explain where the word Easter comes from, that it's a pagan holiday and the Emperor Constantine took it in as a Christian festival, that it's based on Ishtar, the Babylonian goddess of fertility and things, the German festival called Oster, which is believed that a mythical rabbit laid multicolored eggs. So we can see where all these Easter things come from. The rabbits would lay eggs in a nest, and the idea was that a rabbit bringing the eggs in a basket to children. So we see where all these things come from. But my reminder of this morning is that the celebration, the name of it, is not important. It's not the name that defines this day. It's what happened on this special day that makes it important to each of us. You can call it Easter, Resurrection Sunday, or just Sunday. The name is not what's important. Like I said, the events are what matters. So as we look into God's word to see what actually took place on that special day, we can pause for a moment and we can try to imagine what it was like. The ladies, the women go unafraid. All right, ladies. Nobody's really excited. Come on, where is that? And the men were back hiding, afraid. The ladies go unafraid to the tomb. Can you imagine for a moment those women, how they felt when they thought what they themselves imagine when they go to the tomb? They're trying to figure out, how do we move the stone as they're walking? They have all these things ready, but they're going unafraid. And they get there and they find it empty. The stone rolled away. What must have gone through their minds? Did they think that they were dreaming? Did they think they might have gone to the wrong tomb? After all, it was early in the morning and it wasn't completely light out yet. So, and we've all been to our fair share of funerals, and we've never for a moment thought, when we visit the grave of a loved one, you know, our emotions are running high, we're crying, it's a sad time, that we remember the person that's passed. And these women were going through all these feelings of loss and emotion. Only a couple days prior, they had lost this person, their best friend, their relative, their source of hope. And then Luke uses this word to describe their emotions. He says, the English translation is usually perplexed. It's one of those Greek words that's often hard to explain. It's more than perplexed. It's like completely lost, and it's a stronger word than kind of, I wonder what's going on here. I mean, you'd be in complete shock visiting the grave of a loved one and then finding it empty. But then again, try to imagine that there are these two men standing there telling them that he isn't here, but he's risen, and they're dressed fantastically. They're dazzling in appearance. If these women weren't terrified, perplexed, off balance before, now it's getting even more terrifyingly complex and off balancing. It didn't take these women very long to figure things out. Luke tells us that the angels had reminded them what Jesus said, and it says, they remember what he said, and they left all their doubts behind. They weren't perplexed, they weren't apprehensive, they weren't fearful. They knew absolutely what that empty tomb meant. And they headed straight out to share the good news with the rest of Christ's disciples. So today I want to focus in on just this one part. What's important for us today is to understand the empty tomb. When we think of a graveyard or a tomb, we mostly think of the opposite, right? We think of death. It's what a graveyard tells us. But this morning we're going to look at the tomb not as a symbol of death, but as a symbol of God's power. When you look at a volcano, it tells you that there's fire underneath that's just ready to go off. When you look at a bird, you know, bird egg in a nest, it tells you that spring is here, life is coming. When you see the rays of the sun breaking over the horizon, it tells you that the sun's going to come up. When you see a graveyard, it ought to remind us that it's just a temporary place. The spirit has departed, the body is at rest, but one day Christ will return and raise those who are dead. The grave should always tell us that Jesus is not done yet. Once they understood the meaning of the empty tomb, they left the tomb behind. And that's what the scripture says. They left the tomb behind. The angel bid them to look at it, and they observe it, and then they left it behind. So what are the lessons of the empty tomb for us? We learn that Jesus is alive. And I know, wow, duh. Right, Pastor? Duh. Yeah, Jesus is alive. We know that. But it reminds us that Jesus is alive. We should know that Jesus is not found among the dead. He's not found in dead works or dead religion or dead rituals. He's found among the living, growing, faithful, producing. We should know that the funeral is over and new life has begun. No one involved in that resurrection story was silent or subdued after that. The angels were not quiet removing the stone. Like us this morning for the 8 a.m. service, singing loudly, and the whole neighborhood knew that we were alive. The woman ran to tell others what had happened. They didn't run and tell others, go look at the empty tomb. They said, they told them the good news. Hallelujah, the tomb is empty. They said, hallelujah, he is risen. And so we look at the rock that is before the tomb. It's like that great, you know, if you've ever seen that at the gift shops in different places where it's called a weather rock, right? And it says, check the rock. If it's wet, it's raining. If it's swinging, it's windy. If it's dry, it's not raining. If you cannot see the rock, it's foggy. If the rock has blown away, you've been part of a hurricane or tornado. So when we see the rock of the tomb, we know, like that weather rock, that Jesus is alive. The tomb also shows us, and these are just three simple things, three things that start with V. It shows us the vindication of Jesus. It vindicates that Jesus, everything Jesus said was right. The cross, as poignant as it is, understandably from a human perspective, an innocent man who was put to death by crooked politicians or religious leaders, but the empty tomb, only a supernatural God could accomplish that. And there was vindication in that. God put him and it put his seal of approval on Jesus. We know this because the tomb was empty. You want to know who Jesus is? The God, angels, and the church were birthed by this miraculous event. Look, the tomb is empty. That will tell you who this person is. It vindicates about what he said. Everything that Jesus said, how Jesus lived, how he said, this is the way that things are supposed to be, was vindicated by that moment. Because the tomb is empty, everything was vindicated and validated because the tomb is empty. And if we build on God's words and teaching, we're building on that rock. And the truth is, it works because it's true. Jesus is true. Vindication in who Jesus was and what he taught. The second V is victory. And we talked about this morning, victory over death. Death has been conquered and knocked out of commission. The last enemy has been defeated because the tomb is empty. The thing that holds people in bondage, holds us in fear and trepidation, the idea that someday we will die, the thing that stops the disciple the disciples and us from making the most of our life. The greatest fear, the power of that is gone. Death still hurts. It stings in a human sense because we die and we miss those who have gone before. And we wait for the day when it will be conquered fully. But it's lost its power. It's lost its power over each of us because the tomb is empty. Death is just for us, just a step on the way to new life. And that's why we see in 1 Corinthians, Paul saying, "Death, where is your sting?" The empty tomb is proof of the life hereafter that's gained through God. It's the proof of the continuation of personality beyond the grave. The empty tomb is proof of our resurrection to life. And so we don't have to be afraid anymore. So not only is it vindicating the empty tomb, and it's not just about victory, but it also, the last V is viewpoint. And I mean this, what I mean by that is our perspective change. The empty tomb changes our perspective on everything. Life is to be lived to the full, and Jesus came to give us that. But the empty tomb tells us there's a whole lot more to this than the things the world values. This is not all there is, and this helps us get things in perspective. It helps us to be free to live the life that God has, get the right viewpoint on what matters because the tomb is empty. That we view the way of the trials of life, the good stuff that happens, the bad things that happen, the relationships, the job, the arguments, the hurts, our limitations, but it doesn't matter because the tomb is empty. We get the right viewpoint or perspective on the way things should be. The tomb is empty, and the good stuff will be good stuff forever. And because the tomb is empty, our viewpoint is big time shifted onto something else. The viewpoint shifts to be doing what's important and serving and loving and living because the tomb is empty. And so the things that we do for God, as the scripture says, are never in vain, but the first steps of walking into a brand new world. Lessons from the empty tomb are this: Jesus is alive and we should look for him in the things of life. That this is vindication that Jesus knew what it is to have the best life and have it now and what we need to be about. There's victory not only just about the fear of death, but of anything that holds us back. The chains are released and our viewpoint is changed. We see the world through new eyes, ready to live, to love, and to learn. So today, let us go and live in the light of this empty tomb. Happy Easter to you all. Amen. Amen.